Parshas Vayigash, Roes, right after Chanukah, it's still Shavua Shechal by Chanukah, it was the Shavua Shechal by Zois Chanukah, and Parshas Vayigash takes us into Teves and into the days of Ches, Tes, and Yud, Teves, the days of Choshech, Gimel Yimei Choshech, Talmi HaMelech wanted to be Metargim the Torah, Cheshchas HaTorah, Hare, you only see the Or in Torah if you see it with the original Lashon HaKodesh. So there's a reason why Parshas Vayigash is exactly sandwiched in over here. It's interesting, there's even a remez from the end of Parshas Miketz. Mamash, the last pasuk in Parshas Miketz that enters us in to Vayigash is Mamash Zois Chanukah. Cholila li me'asois zois. Cholila is ches layla. Oisi is ches layla. It's gematria Chanukah also. Cholila. 89. Chalila. Lilasois, me'asois zois. The ches layla originally get us to zois. To zois Chanukah. And then we're ready to be vayigash. Then we're ready to go into vayigash. We lit 36 candles on Chanukah when we did Moisef HaHoylech. If you would represent that each candle is for one day, so from Chofei Kislev, 36 days, if you spread out the days that the light spread, when, even though we lit a few each night, but they spread out per day, 36 days later is already Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Meaning it lit up the entire Chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves is the Chodesh of Golus, it's the Chodesh of Sheva Don, it's the Chodesh, the coldest, darkest Chodesh of the year. And after the Lamed Vav Neiros are able to be made of the entire Chodesh Teves. But it's even more than that. We know we're coming to the days of Hey Teves. Hey Teves, according to one man, the Amar, is the Tzoyim of Tzoyim Asiri, was the day that the Besur of the Chorban came. Ches Teves was the Targum of the Torah, Talmi HaMelech. Tes Teves, the Torah says, we don't know. But we do know that it was either Misas Ezra HaSoifer, or it was the Leida of Oysa HaIsh. And Yud Teves is the Tchil of the Matzor, of the Golas. Parshas Vayigash addresses all of these in Yonim. And it's a reason that it's here. Parshas Vayigash comes the Besura of the Chorban. Parshas Vayigash is the Tikkun of that. Comes the Besura of the Geula, that Yaakov Avinu, who was Mitzar for so many years, Oid Yosef Chai v'chuberet Mitzrayim. Ches Tevis is the Targum of the Torah. The way Yosef proves that he's Shayach to the Achim, Ki Pi HaMedaber Aleich, and he shows that he speaks Lashon Kodesh. Tes Tevis is the Misa of Ezra Sofer, the era of the end of the era of Nevuah. Yaakov Avinu, all those years of Atzvos, didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. And now it's Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim. And also, Asorah B'Tevis, we know, on one end is the Tchilas HaMotzer, the beginning of the Golus. But the Sforum explained that in Asorah B'Tevis is the Gar'in, is the ready, the potential for the Geula. Asorah B'Tevis is the Tchilas Tahalich of the Golus, but it's also the potential for the Geula. That's how powerful it is in Asorah B'Tevis, and that's Mamash Vayigash, going down to Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, it's the brothers coming together with Yosef, and that's the Achdus of bringing back the Geula. Now we have here the showdown between Yosef and the brothers. They don't know who he is yet. We're in suspense. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. When did this happen? It's a stira a little bit in Chazal. There's a little bit of a shaila. It says on one end that at the end of last week's parsha, Utevoyach Tevach V'Hochein. Tevoyach Tevach V'Hochein is the letters Chanukah. Ches V'Hochein is the letters Chanukah. So, and some form say it happened on Chanukah. Shine. You have to know if there's makaris for that. But Chazal say that it was on Shabbos. V'hochein, it was Shabbos. And the Gemara, the Medrash says, you see from here that Yosef kept Shabbos. Now the Shaila is, if it was V'hochein, he was preparing the Suda of Erev Shabbos. So Ibazoi, Vayigash Elav Yehuda now is happening on Shabbos. Ibazoi, Frek, Rabbi Shmuel Diskin, Amaral Diskin, many other Ochrenim talk about these questions. It says, Haboiker or V'ho'anoshim shulchu heima v'chamoy rehem. Mechamer, for those that are holding in the Sugis, in Yevamos. They were doing Mechamer on Shabbos. It comes out it was on Shabbos. Another thing is that they also were going out of the Tchum. They were leaving Mitzrayim and they were going out of the Tchum. Those are two Isurim in Shabbos. They're not actually from the Lamates Melachos, but those are two Isurim that we have here, that we, rather than our Sugis that we were doing in Yevamos. But Mechamer and Tchum, it's L'chair Shabbos. So one answer is, no, it wasn't Shabbos. The Hochein is Meram is that it was Shabbos then, the next day, so it was already Sunday. One teretz. Answers both counts. Another teretz is no, that it was Shabbos, but Shvatim and the Avos only kept the Torah, the Ramban writes, in Eretz Yisrael. The Emes says Yosef kept even in Mitzrayim. Yosef kept the Torah, even kept Shabbos upon him. And all the Mitzvah, but Shabbos kept in Mitzrayim. He was in Golis, that was fortified his Shaychus to Kirvus Elikim. But the Shvatim and Chutz La'aretz didn't keep Shabbos. I said that answers both questions also. Another Teretz I saw from Mechamer, there's a Machalikas Rishoinim, that Mechamer is only Yosef if it's your Behema. Rabbi Chonon has a kash in the sugya, be mafker the behemah, then it won't be mechamer. Here the brothers swapped. Each one took a different one's chamor, so it wasn't a problem of mechamer, that only answers mechamer. Saying it's Sunday answers both kashes. Saying it's chutz la'aretz answers both kashes. Saying that mechamer, you swap behemah, doesn't answer tchumen, it answers mechamer. But there's another interesting diak about this topic, if it was on Shabbos, if this vayigash elav yudah was on Shabbos. It says, earlier it says, vayikru sim loisam. The end of also at the end of Megid. Vayikrusim loisim vayamis ishal chamayri vayeshuv oira. Rashi says vayamis loshin yochid because they wanted to show how strong they were. Frek the Livya Schein, one of the Gedolei Achronim, Rabbi Kvega brings in the Livya Schein asks. Earlier it says vayamar vayeridu ishasam tachli. It says loshin rabim that they did it. So he says because it was Shabbos and you needed to do shnayim shasu to avoid chilul Shabbos. Now that they have to show, now it's a melchama. Now they have to show that they're powerful. Now each one did it himself. To show that they're powerful, but originally they were going because of pikuach nefesh. But chosh, they should do it. Shnayim shasu. Another shot. The Chasam Sofer brings it says Yosef tells the people to run after them. Loi hirchiku. Yosef says make sure to run after them. They shouldn't run far. Why? Because Yosef didn't want to go out of the tchum. He says catch them before they leave the tchum. Maybe the brothers don't mind because maybe pikuach nefesh. Or like we said in chutzlar, they didn't keep tchum. But he says loi hirchikai. I once heard a different shot. Why didn't he tell them loi hirchikai? Because if they're going to be here, they're going to say Tfilas Haderech. They're going to say Tfilas Haderech, then they're going to win. Koyach of Tfila. Lo Yerchika, Yosef wanted to make sure it's before they say Tfilas Haderech. I saw another stickle in the Chasam Sofer. He says, the Gemara says, when they looked through and searched the Gevia, says the Chasam Sofer, it was Shabbos. He says, we know the Gemara learns out in Pesachim that Vayechapes and Vayimotze is the Makar for Bedikas Chometz, a smach for Bedikas Chometz. So the Chasam Sofer asks, Lachayr, you could have already, it says by Yaakov and Lavan, that Lavan was searching in the when he was looking for his trophim. It's also Ashtekul Chomet says that. Yeah? And he was looking for the trophim over there also, then we could have said, Pilon Badika. So Pashit, the Marsha says no, because over there they didn't find it. We want to find the place where you do find the Chomet. But the Chasam Sofer says no, it's Yosef himself didn't hold the candle. Obviously it was Shabbos. One of his other, someone else held the candle. He says, this is a smach that you do the Badika, that someone else holds the candle and he has. But again, it's based on this cheshbon that it was Shabbos or not. And so the etzem sugya alein, vayigash elav Yehuda, the Medrash says, vayigash is a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, he was nigash la'melchoma. Rabbi Nachman says, lepius. And the Rabban say, no, it was letfilo. I want you to challenge this Medrash, all three shitas are learning that it's tefila. There's different oifanim of tefila. There's a tefila that's mitzura of melchoma. There's a tzura of tefila that the tzura of the tefila is pius. And then there's a tzur of tefillah, the ultimate tzur of tefillah. But the point of Vayikash is Taka Makar for tefillah. The Torah brings, actually the Ramah brings him in the Darkei Moshe, in Hilchos Tefillah, that it says three places in Tanakh. Vayikash Avram, Vayikash El Yehuda, and Vayikash by Eliyahu, it says, that's the Makar for three psiyos. Before we come to Davin, we take three psiyos. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, we know the Gra brings down that there's a remez in the Taimei HaMikra. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the Taimei HaMikra is Vayigash Elav Yehuda, this Kadma V'Azla Revi. So he says, why? Why Kadma V'Azla Revi? Why did the fourth son, Yehuda, why is he standing up first? Why is he jumping ahead of the other brothers that are older than him? And the answer is the Hemshech. Zarka Munach Segel. He was the one that threw away his Sgula of Menucha V'Elam Habi. He was Mevatim. He was the one that was standing up for his... But he took achrayis. Now there's a fascinating theory from the Al Shech HaKadosh. What's going on over here? Yehuda at the end of last week's parasha was maskin that whoever they find the Gevir should get killed and that they will all be avadim. Yosef is offering them a great deal. They can all go free and only Binyamin is going to be in heaven. Why is he suddenly making a trask? He was willing and makabel even a bigger oynish. Of course it's because they thought it wasn't true, but what's the vikuach over here? Says the Al Shech HaKadosh, he has all the riches, Tidarka, who explains that there's a sugi over here, but he says that the Shvatim over here, Mitchila, when Yehuda was Makabal Einish, it was because they were being Makabal Einish for the Mechira. And they felt maybe there is a Tviya on us a kitrig, an oinish, a knas, a siva to be nanash because of the mechiras Yosef. And therefore they were makabel, moves, avdus. Or if the one that's caught is Binyamin, Binyamin is punk the one that wasn't shy to the mechira b'chlal. Punk Binyamin. So this is a different sugi over here. This is a tyrant over here from Papari that's starting up with us. It's not meshach shaykh to the mechira. Whole different sugya, a new setup, fresh start. Vayikash Elav Yehuda, he's not mevater on anything. And Yehuda goes back and he starts retracting what he was saying until now. There's one shot, right? He thought maybe the Melitz Beinoisa, maybe the translation, maybe something's off in the translation to see goes close to him. And he says, let's discuss this again. What's happening? And as the Shaka of Atari goes on, finally Yosef, Eloyachal Yosef Lesapik, and he says, Ani Yosef, Ha'oida Vichai. The Chofetz Chaim al Atari writes, this is a fascinating thing. A minute before Yosef comes with this curveball out of the box change in the whole situation, Ani Yosef, Ha'oida Vichai, the brothers were mevulbul. There was choshech, there was uncertainty, there was tsar. And one statement, Ani Yosef, changes everything. Says the Chasam Sofer, the same thing is going to be, Yosef is Gematria Tzion, the same thing is going to be B'shuv Hashem, B'shiva Tzion. It's going to be a B'chin of Hayinu Kecholmen. One, it's going to look so confusing, and left is right, and right is left, and we don't know from the Umois what's happening. And one, Ani Hashem, this galus, that's going to happen, piss on Yovel, like the Navi says, will be a total turnaround. That's the remez that you see over here, what's able to be happening. So Yosef is magalin out to his brothers, and Bamis is an interesting shtel, a famous kasha that's b'chlal, meshech shaykh to the whole, from the previous parsha and from this parsha also. Why did Yosef not magala himself earlier? He already was oylul gedula, he has potential to be able to give mazon to the mishpacha. Why is he hiding out? So he made a cheshbon. Maybe they deserve to be nenash. It has to be chof beis shana connected to chof beis shana of Yaakov. Okay, that's his cheshbon is to make cheshbon shemayim. Why didn't he send? He became a king in the time. Let him send a letter, an email, a message, something, a shlichus. It's interesting. There are different prints in the Yerushalmi. It's a nafkimina legabi the tzura sadaf. We know that Masech Shkolim is in Daf Yomi. Actually, the first few cycles, Ramea Shapiro used one tfus of Yerushalmi, which had 20-something blot, and then it was switched. They switched to a different tfus of Yerushalmi with a different amount of blot. There was a cheshbon. The first cycle, he actually started on Leil Rosh Hashanah. He wanted it to end Tubishvat. It worked out, bim pum. He used that tfus of Yerushalmi. Three cycles in, they switched it. But in one of the prints, there's Zhitomir, there's Pietrikov, there's different prints in Yerushalmi. But in one of the prints of Yerushalmi, at the end of Zroyim, there's a space. A lot of times printers used to do that. They say, Shaloi Lahatpis in the Archolog, to put a vort. So if you look at the Pietrik of Yerushalmi, at the end of Zroyim, there's a shtickle there that the Matpis writes this kasha. And he says, why didn't Yosef send a message? He says a fascinating chiddush. He says, Yosef was scared not only that the Shvatim still want to kill him and still have a psak din against him, he thought Yaakov is in the Inyan also. He thought that Yaakov is also siding with him. He didn't know. What, he's going to send the message, they're going to come down and kill him. He didn't know. He was still in Nirdaf. He thought Yaakov is Yodoy B'mal, part of it. And that's why he's asking that Binyamin should come down. He wants to speak to Binyamin privately and hear Binyamin, who wasn't even in the Mechira, from Binyamin firsthand, what Yaakov thinks of him. Not what the other Shvatim think of him. That's what the process was, that he wanted Binyamin come down. There's another pshat, he wanted the Chaloimus to be in the sky, they weren't in the sky, and the real surah. But this is an interesting twist of a pshat, that he thought that they weren't gonna... Now he wants to show them that he's Taki Yosef, so he brings two simonim. That he speaks Lashon Kodesh. L'chor, that itself, what's the raya? Maybe Azamelech, he knows all the umot, all the Lashonis. And the other raya is that he's mohol. The Mefarshim ask, what's the raya that he's mohol? B'nei Keturah are also mohol. Maybe he's from B'nei Keturah. And Bechlal, we see by Shechem, they made the whole city become mohol. Maybe he's grand mohol. There's one Shah Rashi says he's mohol k'moichem. you were able to see that it was Yaakov Avinu was the Moigel. You could explain it literally, or you know, there's in Yonim, in the, what does it mean, Hasaras Arla, and that you were able to see that it's Yaakov Avinu's. He was Moel Kamoichim. He was showing that he was Nimal Al Yedei Yaakov Avinu. And then he tells them something very interesting. He tells them, Ve'ato alte otzvu. The Medrash says, Ve'ato ein ve'ato ela tshuva. So ve'etzim, they want to do tshuva now. Now sometimes a person does tshuva, he remembers chetei rishonim, and exactly what is the... He could become depressed. Ve'ato alte otzvu. Shtendit, even tshuva, it has to be maybe with a certain bitterness, with a certain charata, but not to go and be noifel la'atzvus. In the Ali Shur, he has prokim on each one of the midos and hanhogos. The last parak, it's interesting, he writes, this is the Lashon, parak achroin v'chaviv, Rav Volber writes, b'li atzvus. And then he makes an explanation point. It was mechuvim, he was gedur. B'li atzvus. And he makes a whole inyan about how avoid has to be besimcha. He writes over there, Rav Volber, that a person has to be kal kanesher. How is a person kal kanesher? A nesher has wings. How could you moan from a person to be like a nesher? A nesher has wings. He says, we also have wings. Simcha. Simcha is the person's wing. Is that right? Yeah, according to Ravol, man. They say over from Rav Aaron Kalin, he said, simcha is not a mitzvah, and atzvus is not an aveira. Over what simcha could bring, and what atzvus could bring, simcha brings to the rest the mitzvahs, and atzvus can bring, Rahman al-Islam, to the rest. So it's va'ata. Even if you're doing tshuva, he's telling them, I'll tell you atzvus. Now he gives them the godim, and he singles out Binyamin. L'kulam nasan chalifas smolais, ule Binyamin nasan chamesh chalifas, and also shloish meis kesef. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tezayin, says, Efshir davar shenitzar b'oisei tzadik yikashul v'zare harei, the whole mechira with the ksenis pasim, with the kinna between the achim, it all started because of this. So now, nochalol. He added a little bit to his beged. Because of that, it was Nesgal Galador of Yerudel Mitzrayim. So now he's giving Binyamin Chomish Chalifos. Zok Tikimora Omer Binyamin Bar Yefes Remez Romaz Loi. She'osid Ben Lotzis Bimenu. She Yetzim Lefnei Melech Bechavish Lovash Malchus. Puk now. You have to know why, what was happening to him now, but a Remez to Purim. The Chamesh Chalifos is a Remez to Margul. I went with Chamesh to Godot. And Lechur, the Gemara is a Pella. The kasha l'chayr was a practical kasha. Why is he doing something that's going to cause kinnah? Why is he doing something that's going to cause kinnah? The whole story with the Ksenis Pasim was kinnah. There it is, I have a shtickle with a purim tire. Well, say it. Well, but there's going to be kinnah. The Gra says, it's interesting, the Marshav Esav Stosel Shalom says, the Gemara didn't ask about the Shloish Meis Kesef. It says he gave Binyamin also Shloish Meis Kesef. The Gemara didn't sell on the Shloish Meis Kesef. The Gemara sold on the fact that he gave him five Khalifa. So there is a shot, maybe the Shloish Meis Kesef was hidden in the pocket of the suit. That they didn't see. But they see he's getting five suits. There's also another shot based on the Cheskuni. Others say also make this cheshbon that the MS, an Eved is worth Shloishim. We know that the Mechir of an Eved is Shloishim. And when you sell someone as an Eved, you're Mechir to be paid him up to P10, till 10 times the price. Every one of the brothers sold Yosef. And the Etzim, they would have been Mechir kol echot be'atzmoy, to be mishtadal l'vdoisoy ad pi eser mi mechir of an eved, which is shloish meis, and Yosef was moichel them. So it's ke'ilu, he gave him 300. Binyamin has no shaykhis to the mechir. Binyamin come to him 300. That's the 300, the pi eser of a mechir of an eved of shloish. What about the chalifos? So it's interesting, the Goyin says that Binyamin's chalifos were cheaper. They were the same price as each. I'm not sure what's better, five cheap suits or one expensive suit that's $200 or whatever. I don't know, that's the cheap one. I don't know, whatever. But what's the milo? But the Goyim says, it says Khalifas by Binyamin Chaser, because his five Khalifas were worth the price of the other Shvatim's one. So it's not going to make the Kinnahs that. Now, why did Bechosis did he give him five? A rem is on Mordechai that there's going to be the. Mordechai was Yatzah Bilavush. The five begotten. But the heart is an interesting shayla, the Maral Diskin asks. It says that he gave Binyamin five chalifos
as a remes for Mordechai.
Say, but how come Binyamin didn't get a Khalifa? Everyone else got a Khalifa.
Binyamin's getting fired as a remes for Mordechai. That's a bazunder. A bazunder, Rechem.
But now everyone else also got a suit. Why doesn't he deserve a suit? Says Rav Shula Diskin, where he says, why is he getting a suit? Because it says earlier in the Pasuk, Vayikru Sim Loisam, they did Kriya. They raised Kriya. They were doing tshuva, they were having karata, they were frustrated, but they did Kriya, they ripped their begadim. Says Rav Shula Diskin, Binyamin didn't rip his begadim. They were ripping the begadim because they wanted to do it as a kapora, as a tshuva for the mechira. Binyamin. So he was telling us khalifas because their original khalifa was ripped. Binyamin doesn't need a khalifa as that. Binyamin is another cheshman. He's getting five khalifas as Mordechai. It's another chazan. But you can't ask that he deserves a khalifa. The khalifa was because of Vayikru Sim Loisam. That wasn't shaykh by Binyamin. Yosef tells the brothers also something else. Al tirgizu baderech. Look, Rashi. Al tirgizu baderech. Al tis asku bidvar halocha. Shalai tirgiz aleichem aderech. Dover acher. Al tafsiu psiya gaso, and the fipshutoi zagrashi, they were nechlomim, and he was doyik shema yerivu aliski amechira. Maybe they'll start arguing. So pasuk pshat, he was telling them maybe that you shouldn't argue about what's good. But it's a very different. The other pshat of Rashi, Rashi says he tells them not to learn dvar halacha. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Tainis daf yud, the Gemara brings this pshat. The Gemara says al tirgizu b'derech al tis asku b'dvar halacha. Fret the Gemara. Remember that a person on a derech is not supposed to learn. Va'amar Rav Eli Bebrachio Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Shemahalchim Bederech Ve'en Beinayim Divrei Torah Ruyim Misareif Shenemer brings a pasuk. So you have to learn Bederech. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Gemara Tanya Tafiyud, Halimigris Haliyuni. Limigris is Bekiyus, Girsa. That you can do on the derech. But not Be'ian. Why not? If you're going to learn Be'ian, you're going to get Farplonjit. You'll get farblanjit in the derech. Maybe you'll get farblanjit in the sugya when you want a derech. You're not going to have recourse for the sugya. Other azai, be'ian, you can't learn b'derech. But b'kiyas yet. Oibazai, Yosef was telling them what? Not to learn be'ian. B'kiyas, they are supposed to learn b'derech. Hagab atzmach. Like the Parshat Shan and Rashi, he was telling them to fight about the mechira. But now we're going not with that shot. So the brothers just sent out about Yosef. There's a whole tumul arai. And what's he telling them? Don't go back to the sugya. The Seis Behemah was Parshat. That the brothers would go back, mamash, to the sugya. And then Rechagim, even the other pshat Rashi, that they would fight about the mechira. That's also a sugya. They passed it on him aray, as bezdin that he deserves. So they would be right to mitvakech. That's also a sugya. They would go through the sugya. But the darb is that it's a sugya be'in. And it's also more than that. It's interesting. The lashon of the Gemara is shnei talmidei chachomim mamahalchim baderech ve'ein beineihem divrei Torah. They're both learning. Each one's learning by himself. Two guys on a bus. Each one's learning his own. No. What? Where's the risk of their eyes? So where's Vein Beinayim? The Beinayim Divrei Torah. Now the Gemara says, it's a problem else be'in. It's brought down that in the Midbar, they had the Anani Kovit. So in the Anani Kovit, it says, so they don't have the Tir de Saderech, right? If you don't have the Tir de Saderech, you can learn be'in. You can learn be'in. There's no reason it shouldn't be Mamshit. You can learn be'in. Some people have like a pocket mishnayis for the drachma. What's that? Punkt and pocket mishnayis. What? Why are you not in the sugya? Why should they be tir de saderef? By the midbar it says kasher yachanu came ye so, because since the anani kovid was mesader them the derech, so they were able to learn be'in. The Gemara says that the derech you're only supposed to learn the migras, not the unit. But so you can learn even be'in. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, for many years, would go to be sandik, wherever they were asked him to be sandik. He would go from Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, to the north. Wherever someone asked him to be sandik, he was sandik. Never said tachna, always a sandik. So they asked him, what's with Bittul Torah? He says, no, we learned another way. They said, but it's Bittul Torah Be'echus. He said, no, it's the same. Kasher Yachna, can you say? It's the same. The same intensity of his learning. If Volta Sterling would learn, he wouldn't have went. But he said, it doesn't Sterling learn. The Zelba learned. The Shkias was on the same level. So Yosef sends Agolois. Bayaris ha Agolois vatechi ruach Yaakov aviem egla means egla rufa. Because I'll bring, but I heard it's a different shot, very interesting shot. Bayaris ha Agolois. Heard a shot from Rav Gedalia Rabinovitz. That's all he said. People used to go from Europe 100 years ago. They would send one of the children would go to America. To America, Churban, America was a pachad. People would throw the towels and throw them off before they saw the Statue of Liberty ready. And even if not, within 2 weeks, the oil and the avira was such that people were the ruchnis was a shver nesoyim. And a lot of times these people taka went off after a few weeks, a few months, and they were embarrassed. But they were making money, and they would send money to their parents back to Europe, but not a train ticket, not a boat ticket, because they don't want their parents to see them. They're embarrassed. Someone that was still holding shtar would be able to send his parents also the ticket for the boat. Yaakov sees that Yosef sends him agolis, not just money, not just all the things that he sends on the list of the food that he sent. He sent him agolis, says, come, you can come visit me in Mitzrayim. V'atechi ruach Yaakov aviyim. Yaakov realized that Yosef is taka halzach shtark, that the Yosef hoyev in Mitzrayim, that even in Mitzrayim, and that's what Yosef represents. Yosef represents that dargo of even in Mitzrayim to be able to stand and hold in the madrega that you are. Yaakov was zokin v'yoshev v'yeshiva. He sent Yehuda to make a base ha-Talmud. That's one bechina. But Yosef was in Mitzrayim. He was in place Manhattan. He was in the... And he was able to hold. I say over, there's a famous story with the Gra and the Dubna Magid, that the Gra told the Dubna Magid, give me some Musr. So the Dubna Magid said, he says, you think it's a kunst that the guy who learned 22 hours a day, slept 4 half-hour intervals, and even during the daytime, learned by candlelight, with the windows closed. So he says, it's a kunst that you stay like that, and you learn the whole time, Shkai, this can kunst. Go out to the Olam HaEmes, to the real world, yeah? So one version of the story is that the Goyim cried. Another version is he says, Verzach Mamat Mamuz Machin Kunz. As I don't say, I'm the Maisa. So I want to say, it's a Chiddush. The Dubna Magid Voshim was the Kunz. What's the Pshat of Kunz? Yosef made a Kunz. Yosef was a Kunz. What's the Pshat? Yosef, as far as I'm saying, is Gematria Kuf Nun Vov. Same Gematria as Tzion, same Gematria as Melech Yovan, Antiochus. There are a lot of things they talk about Yosef as Shachs, the Hanukkah. But Hanukkah is when you go out into the real world and you don't like to learn with the candle in the house. You take the candle out. Simen Kuf Nun Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Nun Vav in Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of simonim that are the remes of the number of the simon. The mushals. The simon about Shofar is Tuf Kuf Pei Vav, Gematria Shofar. The Kohena, there are Kama simonim that have a remes to an inyan. Simen Kuf Nun Vav is the simon, the one simon in whole Shulchan Aruch. It's about Masu Matanis, in between Shachars and Suda and Mincha and all the other things. There's one simon about Masu Matan of going out into the world. That's simon Kuf Nun Vav. The godness is that when it's Kuf Nun Vav, that's the Gematria of Yosef. Kuf Nun Vav, to be a tzaddik. Yosef a tzaddik. That's a kunz. That's what it means. That's what the Magen Dovin was saying. To be able to do a kunz, that's Yosef. Kuf Nun Vav is Yosef. And he was Yosef HaTzadik. Kuf Nun Vav Tzadik, that's the kunz. It says they're going down to Mitzrayim. Ve'eil Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboi Mitzrayimo. That's in this week's parsha here. It's again in Shmois, but you have it. The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboi Mitzrayim. The Shivim Nefesh. The Shlemus of the Shivim Nefesh going down into Mitzrayim. The Gemara asks that it's really only 69. So there's a few different Mahalchim. Who's the 70th? First, the Gemara has a Havamin in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, the Gemara's Takasha. That it was Dina had a twin. The Maskana of the Gemara is that it was Yecheved. Various other pshatim say it's going on Yaakov himself, or it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's different pshatim. It's interesting, the Rosh, in Psachim, in Erev Psachim, he spells on Akasha that many ask, twice asked in Menachos also, it says, by Sfiris Oimer, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. And the Akasha is, we only count 49 days. It's Akasha, twice asked Akasha, says two Turutzim, the Ramban and Chumash asked Akasha. It's not for now the topic, there's many Turutzim. The Rosh says, no, 50, you're allowed to round things off to one. 50, 49. Kamoi, says the Rosh, that says Shivim Nafesh, everyone knows it was only 69. You're allowed to round it off to the 10. It's interesting, because over here, when Rashi brings this Gemara, he doesn't bring that there's only 69 and not 7. He spells it specifically by B'nai Leo, that it says 33, and he says, but there's only 32. Which means that you better find a Teretz that's Shaykh specifically to B'nai Leo. What's the Shaykh's? And the higher, then you can't round it off. But the Maaseh, the Maskan of the Gemara is that it was Yecheved. Yecheved was the daughter of Levi. Her mother's name was Oysa, right? It's a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim. The Daskenim, what would it say? Her name was Oysa. Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim. And that's the 70th. This farm explained a lot about the Indian what's 70, that the Shlemus of a Tzura of Klal Yisrael, before it turns into Shishim Ribay, is 70, connected to Shivim Umois. So they come down, but before they come down, the pasuk says, "Ve'es Yehuda shalach lefanav al Yosef lahayris lefanav goyishna." The Bnei Sosra has a big arichas on goyishna. He says goyishna is the letters on the dreidel. Goyishna, he says, is gematria Mashiach 358. Gematria Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Hashem Yimloch. And he has a big arichas how goyishna represented a mokem of hashras hashina. A mokem of loss and lovoi. When Yaakov Avinu Betzim goes down to Mitzrayim, he's going down already now. The last 17 years of his life is now a bechina of Goyishna, Mashiach. He's a Mashiach type. And with this, you could explain. It says, the Yosef is Vayipal at Savarav, Vayev at Savarav, Yosef cries. As I'll say, Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. Yosef was crying. So the Shaila is Mamona Shach, they should both be saying Kriya Shema. It was my Kriya Shema. Why is Yaakov saying Kriya Shema, Yosef not? So there's many pshatim. One pshat is Yosef already davened Kriya Shema, but Yaakov was potter until then because he was Hochei Drachim. He finally made it to his destination. So now he's saying Kriya Shema. Yosef already said Kriya Shema. An opposite pshat is that Fakir, Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema was Vasikin. Yosef is a Melech. A Melech says, Shali Shois. Another pshat is Yaakov is Taka Davening Vasikin. Yosef is right now being Oisik and Kibbet Av. But I heard a different pshat. Yaakov saying of Kriya Shema, the pshat that we said until now were, it's Kipshuta, it's Kriya Shema Shashachris. And we said his bear and why Yosef is not, Yaakov is. But there are many other pshatim that talk about that it wasn't the regular Kriya Shema of Shacharis. This was a different Kriya Shema. This was a Kriya Shema that Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring out something. Like one pshat, Yaakov Avinu is representing now that he's in Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. That when you finally see that everything of the puzzle comes together, as far as Yaakov Avinu is concerned, you know, myself is similar to Bonin, Yaakov finally got to the destination. Yosef is crying. Yosef is the son. Yosef is now my son. Is sin and Labanim. Now we're starting the real show of going into Mitzrayim and going into Golis. But for Yaakov, Fakert. You know, the Chassam Sofer writes, it says already in Parshas Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Yileshev B'Shalva. Kofetz Olav Rukh Zashir Yosef, I think the Chassam Sofer writes. Yaakov thought he's going to sit B'Shalva. He thought he's already up to that stage. When he left Lavan, it was Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. He thought, I'm already up to the stage now that I'm entering in the Maisa and the Bonin, in the promo of the real show. I'm entering already Gula Sida. No, Kovetz Olav Rukh Zashir Yosef, it hasn't happened yet. But now that he's going down to Goyishna, Mashiach, for Yaakov says, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, it's one. Yosef is crying, Yosef, we're first starting the oil Shibur of Golas. Now that the Hakdama of the Maisa of Sin in Lebanon is over, now we're up to the real thing. So another interesting shot, because I'm Sofer writes, what does it mean that Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema Yosef? No. He says they were both saying Kriya Shema. They both said Kriya Shema. But Yaakov's Kriya Shema took longer. Because Yaakov was Moisif. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloilam Vod. We know that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloilam Vod was Yaakov's Tikkun. He said over here he was Masakin. And I'll be the Zohar, it's before Shema Yisrael has 25 Isis. That's called Yehuda Ilah. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloilam Vod has 24 Isis. But Lo Asid Lovai, we're going to say, Ooh, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloilam Vod. And then attack the Shlemus of the 50 Isis. The names of the Shvatim, all the names, as we have to know how to spell them, comes out to 50 Yosef. Yaakov thought originally Yosef is ousted, and it's not going to be the full Shlemus. But now that he meets Yosef, Yaakov was now masaking the Shlemus of Uvar Hashem Kvayt Machus Eloim Vod. Like it says, Vayifen Koi Vakoi, the Koi of Shema Yisrael and the Koi of of Baruch Shem Kodesh and Avod. So that's what it means. Yaakov was mamshich longer Shema Yisrael because he was masakin out the Tosefes of Baruch Shem Kodesh and Avod. Pari sends him now to Goshen, and there's an interesting sugya. We're going to end with this very interesting thing. Yosef makes a deal. Pari gets only a fifth, and you keep four fifths. Says the Chidah, and many others talk about this concept. The Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. 430 is 86 times 5. 86 is Elikim. It's Adin. It's also Gematria Kois. It's also 86. But Elikim, which means Midas Adin, is 86. And the Yidden was supposed to be a full yad, a midah of yad, of Midas Adin, 430 years in Mitzrayim. In the end, the Kois Yashivat was how much? Only 86 years. Kimvor and Chazal, the Kois Yashivat was only 86 years. Gematria Kois. We drink four kaisis because that's the four kaisis we didn't work. But who set in motion that it should be that if it was nigzar on us to be full five yodais, five kaisis, five midas elikim, why taka was the kais yeshiva only 86? So there's many reasons that I call this baruch chishev as a kates. But in the shayrish Indian, Yosef already, myself is in Lebanon, established by Yosem oisei Yosef lechayik ada yoimazeh alav mitzrayim lepari chaynish. Pari only gets a chaynish. So from Xera 430, because Yosef instituted it way before then, we were taka goy, nigzar only one kois of shibud, and we were zaycha to arba koisos of gula.